Welcome to the J-Pop Exchange on C-Suite Radio. I'm Sean Bird, your host for the show. Today, we'll be hearing from Mr. Akira Miyagawa. Mr. Miyagawa is a famous composer and arranger in Japan. He has composed and arranged music for animation, movies, and musical theater. Success. The results of your hard work may come to you at unexpected times. Not necessarily in a predictable sequence. Success may not be immediate. Sometimes it can take days, months, or even years. But as Mr. Miyagawa explains, the efforts are always worth it. He shared this insight with us as we were talking with him about whether there are any particular musical pieces that he has created that stand out in his mind as favorites.
Hi, I'm Akira Miyagawa. And you're listening to the J-Pop Exchange with Sean Bird.
I don't know. My favorite song? My number one song? Maybe that's something I can tell after 20 years when I've decided to stop writing songs. You know, I can't say this song is good and the rest is no good. Oh well, I'd like to keep my attitude high and think the next song is the best one ever.
That's great. You just told me that you're thinking you might stop writing songs in 20 years or so. Do you have any plans or wishes to work on any particular type of new project or activities? What kind of feeling or vision do you have toward your future?
そうですね。あの、人生というのは、
Well, in our life, there are times that things won't happen in the right order. I'm sure there are people who have experienced things in the right order from small to big. But in my case, everything happened in quite a messy way. A variety of incidents, and of course, there were times that I was rewarded, but things could be linked up a few years later. And only then I understood that, that happening resulted in this, and the reasons and the meaning followed. Of course, I have several hopes and wishes. I think a musician like me, who was born in Japan and never studied or lived abroad, can also have chances to have my music be accepted and loved by people all over the world. It can be either loved or recognized, or loved, accepted in any way. I don't think a person who never studied or stayed in America can't write songs with the taste of America. Even if you are living in Japan, you can create a song that American people like. And maybe it's something that you can create because you want to create. But the result is something that comes after. Sometime in the future. Maybe someone from America might like the piece I wrote. Nobody knows what's happening in our future. Someone somewhere might like my music and might accept it at a certain point. It can even have a possibility of being in the middle of fashion sense, of reflecting a fashion trend, or create a new trend. There was a DVD that did over 500,000 in sales. Its title was Matsuzukin Sanba, which I wrote for Mr. Ken Matsudari for his show 16 years ago. 10 years later, a person from the record company asked me, do you still have the master tape of the song? And its DVD was created.
After 10 years? Wow.
Maybe it was 11 years ago. It happened only inside Japan, but that song became a big hit, and that was the first time I received a big number of royalties, and I was surprised, like, wow, I can receive this much? This kind of thing can happen in the future again. But if possible, I want to create a song that can amaze people all over the world and surprise people with the music made by a Japanese person who was born and raised or lives in Japan. And let someone say, among numerous musicals, there's a great Japanese musical like this.
That's nice.
Many people know American musicals. For example, if you hear the name Sound of Music, everyone around the world knows. That's a musical American people created, right? The musical itself takes place in Austria, though, everyone knows. And also West Side Story, everyone knows. That's the story of New York. An American songwriter, Leonard Bernstein, created it. Everyone knows that much. I'd like to create one like that. Just one is fine and stop creating songs when I achieve this goal.
I understand.
We'll hear more from Mr. Miyagawa in a few minutes. But right now, I'd like to share with you the piece he just referenced, Matsuken Samba. Welcome back. In a few moments, I look forward to sharing with you a great arrangement by Mr. Miyagawa. An excellent fusion of Beethoven's Symphony No. 5 and Mambo No. 5. This song has gone viral on YouTube with over 3 million views. But right now, let's continue our conversation with Mr. Miyagawa.
Then what about the songs you create now being accepted by the public after decades?
Yes, that can happen even after my death. Even after I stop writing songs, things like that can happen. Though, I think a creator can't create a thing without a dream like this. We can't make something from complete zero without a dream or hope. We want to believe and have certainty that something that came from ourselves was God-given. Understand the reason why. Many people sing this song together. We want to believe what I heard inside my head was good, and my interpretation of the sound was correct. That song was sent from heaven. I want the confirmation and know what I created was a good piece. And admitting reality, that kind of thing can happen after my death. I don't mind if someone sings my song after my death. I don't mind even if my death comes first. Before, my pieces are accepted by many. I've been living for over 50 years. That's what I think after my half century of life.
For more, please visit jpopexchange.net. And right now, as promised, here's Mr. Miyagawa with Beethoven's Symphony No. 5 meets Mambo No. 5. For the J-Pop Exchange on C-Suite Radio, this is Sean Bird signing off. Take care and see you next week.